holy.
Be Holy is a broadcast ministry of believers dedicated to saving the souls of all men and women.
We teach the words of God that people all over the world may hear the voice of God and obey Him.
God doesn't want to show us His wrath or His anger. He just wants us to repent and be holy.
And after one repents, he or she can be baptized in water in the name of Jesus Christ, but certainly not before they repent. Listen, we really can't even discuss prayer until one repents. Yes, hell is making its way towards the unrepentant heart, but it is Be Holy's commandment and mission to warn everybody, not to control, to warn.
The Word of God is spirit and it's life. That's why we take the Word of God seriously. We're not using shameful deeds and underhanded methods. We're not trying to trick anyone or change the Word of God. We tell the truth before God, and all those who are honest and live by truth, they know the truth, they realize that we are telling the truth.
Listen, friend, we've been preaching and teaching for over 20 plus years, and the Lord Jesus is satisfied with our efforts, and we want to keep it that way.
Next on Be Holy.
A good reputation will go a long, long way.
Be Holy.
All right, listen, we want to welcome everybody back to Be Holy. We're glad that you're with us on today. Today's a wonderful day. I think so, and I know so. Listen, take a deep sniff. Deep breath, release, and yeah, it's a good day to be able to do that. A lot of people can't do it. A lot of people aren't able to do it. And I'm not saying it's a bad day for them. I'm just saying it's a good day to be able to breathe and be able to thank God again for breath, life. Peace, man. That's the key of it. We got to find peace. Find some satisfaction in your life so that you can have some peace somewhere. You know? And listen, believe it or not, doing these broadcasts brings peace to me. You know, because I like recording. And so being able to sit here and just do these podcasts and broadcast and record all of it, it just brings me so much peace to be able to do it. And I love it. You know, I suggest to you, find some satisfaction in your life. You know, you might not be able to live into it like I live into it, but, you know, find some satisfaction in your life so that you can really have peace and really be a happy person. Grow up a very happy man or a very happy woman. You know, and if you're happy, your children are going to learn how to do the same thing and they're going to grow up as happy people. You know, we have a lot of people who grew up unhappy. And what the Bible says is best that, you know, if a person don't find no satisfaction, it was best that he would have been born dead. That sounds dark. I know it. I know it sounds dark. But that's what he said. I didn't ask God to say that. He wrote that down so we could read it in these times. And it talks about finding satisfaction, man. Find some satisfaction in your life. A lot of times you're not happy because you hadn't found any satisfaction. You can't make your wife happy because you haven't found any satisfaction. You can't make your husband happy because you haven't found satisfaction. Your parents are supposed to help you find that satisfaction. They're supposed to help you do it. And sometimes you didn't listen to the parents. Okay. Sometimes we didn't listen. But hey, now is the time to grow up. No better time than the present. And so now it's time for us to grow up and do this thing and find that satisfaction. And we're going to talk about the wisdom of life today. We're going to talk about the wisdom of life today. Great verses. Great verses. We'll go to Ecclesiastes 7. You know, we were in 5 last week, and I think we just did 6 this week, and so we're going into 7. I don't know how long we're going to be here. We'll probably be here for another few days, but we'll see. We will see. We will see. We will see. All right? Let me ask you, how are you doing? How are you feeling? How's your children? How's your family? You know, nowadays you got to ask people because you never know what they're going through. Ask them how's your family doing? How's your, and let them tell you. You know, sometimes you might get bored listening to what they're saying, but sometimes people just have to get it out. And if we're able to just sit there a little while and just listen to them for a couple minutes, not a whole day, just a couple minutes, just let them get a few things out. Sometimes they feel better. A lot of times they notice things about their family that they didn't notice before because now they're saying it. They're speaking it. All right. We're talking about a good reputation today. Talking about a good reputation. Now, before we get started, I want everybody to understand your sins have been forgiven. It's up to you to believe it. If you don't believe it, it don't apply to you. But if you want your sins to be washed away, just believe it. Believe that God has taken them away. And then you can get started, man. You can get started. Your sins will be washed away. I'm telling you, that's the good news. The good news wasn't about Daniel and the lion's den and then and all these other. I mean, there's good news in those stories, but that's not the point. The point was your sins were being forgiven. And so when you start talking about Jesus was preaching the good news was that your sins had been forgiven. Even back then, even before the foundation of the world was forgiven. And so God, being who he is, has a great reputation for telling the truth. So it's best you believe it. So verse number one of Ecclesiastes 7, verse number one says this, a good reputation is more valuable than costly perfume. Now, we live in a day where some perfumes are $1,500, some of them are $5,000, some of them are $10,000, some of them are $2. Some of them might be 50 cents. Fine. But it says here, a good reputation is more valuable than costly perfume. In other words, you can smell expensive perfume before they even walk into the door. Like if somebody's in the house, when they have expensive perfume on, that perfume or that cologne or that smell permeates the whole house and it just walks through. And before you see them, you smell them. And so that's the same thing about your reputation. A good reputation is more valuable than costly perfume. See, a good reputation gets there before you get there. That's what a good reputation does. And some people say, I beg to differ. A bad reputation does the same thing. Yeah, it does. A good reputation is more valuable than a costly perfume. And the day you die is better than the day you were born. The day you die is better than the day you were born. So you became a better person in life. So you were one way when you were born, but you're another way, a better way when you left. See, and we talked about that too. Some people just stroll through life, the same person every day, 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 when really you're supposed to be better every single day. Or at least better by the time you leave here, by the time you leave this earth, you're supposed to be a better person. You really should be a better person before you leave this earth. You should know more, especially about God. You should follow more, especially about God. You should lead more, especially about God. These are things that you're just supposed to be better. Somebody say better. Be better. Be better. Verse number two, better to spend your time at funerals than at parties. Better to spend your time at funerals than at parties. Okay. After all, everyone dies. So the living should take this to heart. Everyone dies. So the living should take. Don't forget that everybody has to leave here. Everybody has to leave here. See, at the parties, you're wasting time. At the funerals, they remind you that you do have to leave here. See, and that's the thing that you remind yourself, that God has ordained this whole thing. It's already been decided. We're all going to die one way or the other. We're all going to leave here, right? And the funeral services always remind us of that. Every funeral I've been to reminded me of that. Hey, life is not long. Life is actually shorter than you think. You better get right with the Lord. You got one more day. You better get right. It's better to spend time at funerals than at parties. After all, everyone dies. So the living should take this to heart. Here's another one. Here's verse number three. Sorrow is better than laughter, for sadness has a refining influence on us. A refining, a cleansing, a purifying, a stronger influence on us than laughter. Sadness does that. It does. Verse number four, a wise person thinks a lot about death, while a fool thinks only about having a good time. A wise person thinks a lot about death, while a fool thinks only about having a good time. This is what the Holy Ghost said. I didn't write any of this. This is all what he wrote. Verse number five. Better to be criticized by a wise person than to be praised by a fool. Why? Because the fool is only thinking about the good time. The wise person will tell you, hey, you're going to owe God for that. God saw that. Get right with the Lord so that you don't have to worry later. The wise person will tell you that. You know, and it's not just preachers who will tell you that. You know, it says wise people, whether it be male or female, they'll tell you that. It's better to be criticized by them. They'll tell you what you're doing wrong. They'll show you, hey, you might want to change that there. They'll get you to look at whatever it is that you're doing and tell you, hey, you might be ready for a change. You might be ready to change. You know, just like when the baby needs a diaper change. You don't sit there and let the baby lay in it because you can smell it. You know that something's happened, so you need to change it. It could actually damage the child to sit there and lay in that pamper like that, right? Well, it's the same thing. A wise person will sit there and look at you and tell that you need to change your diaper. They'll be able to sit there and look at you and tell you need to change the way you think. You need to change what you're doing. Yeah, it is what it is. They'll be able to tell you what you need to change about that business, about that community, or whatever it is that you're a part of that you're doing. They'll be able to tell you that. And it's better to have a wise person to tell you that than a fool, because the fool only cares about having a good time. Verse number six, a fool's laughter is quickly gone, like the thorns crackling in a fire. This is also meaningless. It just everything ain't funny. I guess that's what it said. Everything's not funny, because life is more important than being funny. Life is important. It is. But the fool's laughter is quickly gone, like thorns crackling in the fire. It soon burn up when the heat is put to that laughter that the fool has. It'll soon burn up. It'll stop. Verse number seven, extortion turns wise people into fools. And bribes corrupt the heart. Remember that. Verse number eight, finishing is better than starting. Patience is better than pride. Oh, yes, it is. Control your temper, for anger labels you as a fool.
Thanks for listening to Be Holy with your host, Leonardo Butler. Our Be Holy podcast is at Podbean, or contact us at beholy116@gmail.com or 614-268-7757. Thanks for listening to Be Holy with your host, Leonardo Butler.
And for your convenience, you can now text the word GIFT to 614-363-6133. Again, the word GIFT to 614-363-6133. And we thank you for your support.
Be Holy.